Ban on Welfare-Dependent Immigration to U.S. Expected This Year. By John Binder on March 12, 2019. A federal regulation to ensure that legal immigrants who are a public burden on American taxpayers are not allowed to permanently resettle in the U.S. is expected sometime this year. United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, officials tell Breitbart News. The Trump Administration Legal Immigration Reform, known as the Public Charge Rule, has been weighed by USCIS since the fall of last year, and officials tell Breitbart News that the new regulation, which is expected to save American taxpayers billions while slowing the flow of mass unskilled legal immigration to the country, is likely to be enacted in full this year. It's incumbent upon the U.S. government to evaluate immigration applications in a manner consistent with federal law, and the proposed public charge regulation is a necessary step to achieving that goal, a USCIS official told Breitbart News in a statement. Currently, the nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal immigration policy, where about 1.5 million unskilled legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine has discovered that immigration to the country shifts about $500 billion in wages away from working and middle-class Americans to toward new rivals and economic elites. Representative Paul Gosar, ARAS, told Breitbart News that this wealth distribution via legal immigration must end. Immigration is not a global wealth redistribution scheme. We must be selective who we allow and why. The taxpayers are not cash cows to be constantly milked by supposed immigrants. We want the best and the brightest, not the benefit seekers. This law is long overdue to be enforced. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported, about 63% of non-citizen households in the U.S. use at least one form of taxpayer-funded welfare, while only about 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. President Trump said reiterated his support for the implementation of the public charge rule, telling Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that he wants to see all welfare-dependent legal immigration end to reduce the immigration burden on American citizens. The legal immigration controls would be a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut, the amount taxpayers spend every year on paying for the welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants. As Breitbart News reported, the majority of the more than 1.5 million foreign nationals entering the country every year use about 57% more food stamps than the average native-born American household. Overall, immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizen households and 44% more in Medicaid dollars. This straining of public services by a booming 44.5 million foreign-born population translates to the average immigrant household costing American taxpayers $6,234 in federal welfare. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.